This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef recap for week ending September 13th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 249.93, which was $1.26 higher than the previous week, but it was actually about $1.50 higher than that during most of the week. It dropped on Friday. There were 921 loads sold for the week in the daily box beef cutout, which was another big week and was about 13% of the total volume again this week. The comprehensive or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all different types of sales, was at 249.06, which was $1.32 higher with good volume again, due partially to the fact that the price did not really change that much. The daily cutout on Friday was very close to the comprehensive or the average choice cutout for the week. The total reported box beef volume was 7,261 loads, which was 297 loads less than the previous week. And that makes 4 weeks in a row of large load counts above the 7,000 loads, which has really been supported by the bigger out front sales during this same time period. The exports were at 921 loads, which was 37 loads lower than last week, but continues to be very good numbers. The formula sales jumped 377 loads, and they were at 3,510 loads for the week, which was about 48% of the total loads sold. The outfront sales dropped 292 loads, but continued to be a very large portion of the total volume, and they were at 1,364 loads. These outfront sales averaged 1,625 loads per week during the last 4 weeks, when we had over 7,000 total loads sold per week. And that compares to less than 700 loads per week during the end of July and the beginning of August. So that extra 900 loads per week really helped put the total box beef sales over that 7,000 load count each and every week. The three largest volume items this week in the outfront sales were briskets, top butts, and choice short loins, which together totaled over 2 million pounds. Their weighted average prices for the outfront sales were slightly below the current formula prices. The cow cutout and the 90% trimmings, which are the major product from the cow carcasses, were both about a dollar higher. Both of these appear to be plateauing out since they really have not changed much in the last 4 weeks. The weekly finished cattle trade was mostly $1 to $2 lower, but with light sales in many areas. The dress prices were mostly $2 lower at $2.48 to $2.50. The average live weight for the Texas Panhandle jumped a whopping 24 pounds, regaining what it had dropped, plus going onward to a new all-time record. It was at 1,307 pounds, which compared to 1,271 pounds last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending August 30th was 3 pounds lower at 877 pounds, which corresponded to the same week that the Texas live weight dropped about 10 pounds. That compares to 867 pounds last year and 856 pounds for the previous 5-year average. The choice select spread ended the week about $15.39, which was roughly $3 higher than the previous week. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.